Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Great to have Dr. Tamara Butcher, School of Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle. And we're always on the lookout. The University of Newcastle has always got a study happening in some way, shape or form. And you've got a new one happening and you're on the hunt for active people. But more importantly, what active people are eating. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
So, first off, define what is active, because I would imagine someone's idea of active might be a little bit different to another person's idea.
So, in this study, we're interested to look at eating habits and food choices of people that do at least 1 hour of regular exercise each week.
Okay.
So, that is exercise that is not related to work. So heavy lifting, for example, is leisure time activity, but at least once a week, an hour.
Okay, so could that incorporate going for a walk in the morning, playing a game of tennis, maybe some competition sport, that kind of thing?
Yes, all kinds of activities.
Okay, so what are you trying to glean from that study? People, what they eat and how that's affecting their weight and their fitness?
Yes, exactly. We want to learn from active people what they are choosing to eat before, during and after their workouts. And we want to see how that relates to adherence to exercise and to performance as well.
Now, any particular age you're looking for, or are you looking right across the spectrum, right across the demographic in relation to that?
Well, right across adults. So at least you have to be at least 18 years old.
Okay. Now, you're looking for 100 people.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to be pretty busy, and it's only going to be about a 10-minute survey?
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay, so how can you get involved with that? And if you do at least 1 hour, which is not a lot, is it, when you think about it? 1 hour of exercise
a week. No, but there will be people who do more. And we also want to see whether there are differences in the eating and snacking habits of people who do much more compared to people who do less, and whether they compensate for that.
So you're basically looking if success leaves signs. So if people are eating this and they're finding that they're more active, whether there's any trends in relation to what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Excellent. Now, the University of Newcastle always makes sure that there's a little something in it for you. There's a possibility of winning some prizes or a little bit of
carrot? We have 2 vouchers, 2 gift cards from local sports shops to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a draw for them.
Okay.
So, $200 for pure performance or rebel sports.
Lovely. Now, if you're over the age of 18, 100 people required. We'll have details at reception and also on our webpage how you can get involved.
That'd be great, yes.
So we're going to try and round up 100 people for you.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
There you go. So if you do at least 1 hour of regular exercise a week, the University of Newcastle would love to hear from you. Dr. Tamara Butcher, School of Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle.
2NURFM 103.7.